especially to the Kaizer Chiefs supporters who got a new coach today. Well, a new coach. Kaizer Chiefs announcing Arthur Zwane Mangete as the permanent head coach of the Soweto team. The 48-year-old stepping in on an interim basis along with Dylan Shepherd. That's what he did after the departure of Stuart Baxter. And now he is the permanent coach at Natcharina. A 3-year deal for Zwane with Amakhosi. Is this what you expected, Kaizer Chiefs fans? Do you think it's the right way to go? He understands the culture of Kaizer Chiefs. He was a player. He knows the game at Natcharina. Do you think he's the right person for the job? Do you think it's right to go local? I can't wait to hear from you and what your thoughts are around this one. We'll have a listen to Kaizer Motaung Jr. introducing Arthur Zwane Mangete a little bit earlier on today.
Firstly, if I can, Bravi, I just want to say a big congratulations to Mangete, Arthur Zwane. I think personally, having also, you know, had an experience alongside you as a player, it's an honor to sit next to you and to welcome you on board as the Kaizer Chiefs head coach for this next 3-year project that we'll be embarking on. I think it's a massive honor for me to be able to sit next to this gentleman. I think a big decision part of the decision that made us take this direction is that we needed an individual who really, really understands the KC philosophy and how to implement that in a practical manner. And I think we are not lost in the fact that we need to succeed, and we have had to reevaluate what does success mean for us. And in order to get the right level of success on a long-term basis, it's very, very important that the foundation that you lay is found to be impeccable. And I think having gone through every single stage, whether as a player.
Okay, so there we have Kaizer Motaung Jr. busy announcing Arthur Zwane Mangete as the permanent new head coach of Kaizer Chiefs. Mawande Mateza, EWN sports reporter in Natcharina for us. Mawande, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time today. Tell us about the announcement and what was said there.
A very good afternoon to Mandy as well. So the announcement was actually quite expected. There was a lot of muted celebrations inside the press briefing room when he was announced. It was quite expected. So the big thing was the fact that Arthur Zwane has played for the club in the prime of his career, and he understands the pressures that come with representing Kaizer Chiefs. And he's also worked through various structures within the coaching ranks inside the club. And he brings a level of continuity for the team. And it is something that that is Bobby Motaung, the football manager, and sporting director Kaizer Motaung Jr. have thought is important in going towards reclaiming the glory of the great club.
And a 3-year contract for Arthur Zwane as well as the permanent coach of Kaizer Chiefs. So what is Arthur Zwane saying about the fact that they have put their confidence in him?
Well, Arthur Zwane was very thankful for the job, and he says he understands the pressure. He knows the pressure that comes with coaching Kaizer Chiefs. And he has emphasized that he and Dylan Shepherd believe in the youth. And one of the things that he wants to do is not just to play winning football, but football that is attractive on the ice and brings joy to the fans of the Amakhosi faithful. And that seems to be a very big priority on his list.
And Mawande, what are your expectations just from what you've been gauging on social media and speaking to people? What do you think the response is going to be to Arthur being the permanent coach?
Well, there's been a very positive response, in actual fact, from everything that I've seen and the people that I've been speaking to during the press briefing. Arthur does come in with a lot of quality as a coach. He has a UEFA B license, so he knows the game inside out, as well as Dylan is also a very capable deputy and somebody who can step into the shoes and go on to the big stage as well. And there has been talk as well about renewing the squad and adding on to the technical staff as well. So Kaizer Chiefs have very, very big plans between now and the beginning of next season. So, and reclaiming the glory is a very big thing, again, that has been spoken about. So I think we can expect a very, very different Kaizer Chiefs side for the next season.
Well, let's see. Mawande Mateza, EWN sports reporter, having a look at that press conference today at Natcharina. Will they be able to restore the glory to Kaizer Chiefs? Do you think this is the right choice? Do you think Arthur Zwane is the guy to bring Kaizer Chiefs back again? I've seen so many interesting tweets about this. Let me read you this one because I think it's going to get you talking. Flemish Stallion says, if you want to understand the difference in brand between Kaizer Chiefs and Mamelodi Sundowns, understand that Sundowns is in the Nedbank Cup final and nobody nobody gives a beep, but all eyes are on Kaizer Chiefs for a press conference. Chiefs is a huge brand. Motsepe can't buy that. Hey, it's a deep story. We're talking about it. Arthur Zwane is the new coach of Kaizer Chiefs.
Hey, man, a good day. I am so happy. This is really the in the East Rand, Kaizer Chiefs supporter. Listen, I am thrilled. I am happy. You know, I think Arthur Zwane deserves this. He's been with the team. He knows the team. And yeah, man, I'm so happy for him. And good luck. I think that's what Kaizer Chiefs needed. And I just hope then they're not going to now try and chop and chase him if things don't go right, because he needs that time. He knows the culture. So listen, all the best, Zwane, 10111.